phrase I've heard before from my dad, actually. He owns a business, so he sometimes has to talk to people in other ways or rewarding and punishing. But he said, reprimand in private, reward in public.
Yeah.
What do you think the Buddha would have to say about that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a generally that's a good standard, and that's certainly how I've seen say good teachers will tend to as a rule of thumb, it's quite or if there's a reprimand in public, it's not a personal reprimand. It's it's like pointing out skillful behavior, unskillful behavior, and people can draw the inferences and learn from it. Because they're, yeah.
One of the things I think the Buddha explained at one, and I can't remember the sutta, but why he would praise people, and it wasn't to give them an ego trip. It was so other people would say, "Oh, the Buddha praises that person, that behavior. I should do that." And that would be for their benefit for a long time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
why he would praise people.
And I had another kind of part of the question. That's yeah. Do you recollect any stories of like where the Buddha, you know, if you said Ajahn Chah would sometimes come down on people for a good reason?
Yeah.
Did the Buddha ever do that?
Oh, yes. There's some great suttas where you see before say, "Wow, I wouldn't want to have to have received that." Yeah, no, there's some the Buddha could be very very straight, very uncompromising. No, this isn't. Now that's the strongest word that he uses, the Moka Purisa, is like you empty person, and it sounds in English it sounds pretty limp, but I think in the language of the time that was a very strong admonition.